Welcome to the SMG Health Podcast. I'm James Lampkin from SMG Health. In today's cast, we're going to be discussing our anxiety during the pandemic. 2020 brought many unforeseen changes in our lives, particularly our lifestyle and the ways in which we interact with the world around us. As we tune into the news, we are fed with a wealth of information, and it often has a miserable tone to it, as we hear the latest statistics related to COVID or some new restrictions that may have been applied to us or to others. Sometimes, even if you don't seek out this information, it finds its way to you. You come across it on your social media feeds. It inevitably comes up in what feels like every conversation. It can be overwhelming. This lack of control in changing times can give you heightened anxiety. For example, people will often hypothesize about the future. I often hear, "When do you think the pandemic will end?" A question that no one really knows the answer to, at least not at the time that I'm recording this. This feeds into our uncertainty and anxiety around when different aspects of our life will return as they once were. For example, I've been wondering when my local gym will reopen again and I can go back to my regular exercise classes. However, I've come to realize that I need to adapt my exercise routine into my current circumstances. I had a really good routine in place, and when the gym closed down indefinitely, my routine was broken, and I wasn't exercising as much. Playing the waiting game for the gym to reopen and fixating upon that concept was not helpful. It did not help me actually achieve my exercise goals in the current moment, nor did it help control my anxiety around the situation or my health. Everyone experiences anxiety in different ways and to different severities. Take a moment to reflect on what might be causing your anxiety at the moment, and why is that? Go ahead and pause if you need a moment to consider this before we continue. SMG Health have 5 key tips for addressing anxiety at the current time, which I'm going to take you through over the next couple of minutes. Number 1 is your frame of mind, the way you think about things around you and your perception of situations. Consider that you can take responsibility for your thoughts about the impact of the pandemic. You may not be able to control the world around you, but you can control your perception of it and any situation. Number 2 is optimism. You've no doubt heard of people having the glass half full or half empty. Remember that you can be both optimistic and realistic simultaneously. You might say to yourself, "Yes, this is a terrible time in the world, but we will make it to the other side," which is both realistic about the pandemic, but also optimistic about the future. By acknowledging that we are going through adversity at this time can help us to come to terms with it. Number 3 is gratitude. Your assignment, should you choose to accept it, is to find one thing each day that you are grateful for. Make this part of your routine. A daily reminder that there are great things in your life that you are thankful for. You might be grateful for your family, your pets, your favorite food, or how clear the sky looks on a certain day. There are no rules about what you can be grateful for, but we should remind ourselves of those things. You can start right now by looking around you and vocalizing something that you are grateful for. Number 4 is to acknowledge our vulnerability. I am human, and unless your pet has tuned into the podcast today, I can only assume that you too are human. As such, we are vulnerable to many things around us. Therefore, it is completely normal to feel anxious at the current time, and we should acknowledge this. Once you identify that this vulnerability exists, you can consider ways to enjoy your time that you do have control over. You might develop a new hobby, discover meditation, try new exercise classes online. Perhaps you have an extra hour in your day without a commute to work, and you can do something you've never had time for in the past. The beauty is that it's all up to you. At the time of recording this in Melbourne, I can go out for 1 hour of exercise each day. Whilst this might initially seem restrictive, I've seized this opportunity to extend my usual 20-minute dog walk in the afternoon to an hour-long walk. I'm taking new routes regularly and learning all the various areas of my suburb that I've never seen before, discovering new stores and parkland that I never knew existed before. Identify what you do have control over. For example, you can't control whether other people in the community follow the current rules and regulations, but you can control whether you do. So it may be best to let go of the former if it is causing you anxiety and focus on the latter, the things you can control. Number 5 is positive self-talk. Many of us are acutely skilled at negative thinking about almost any situation, but perhaps not enough focus on the good aspects of things. Think perhaps about how inclined you are to tell a friend or a coworker if you had a bad experience at a shop, as opposed to if you had a great experience. This same type of habit can play out in our mind. It's perfectly normal to think about some things in a negative light, but it doesn't lead to more positive outcomes. It can just perpetuate the negativity of the situation. You can try to self-moderate by detecting when you're having negative thoughts, halt them, and consider a more positive or realistic outlook. For example, you may have forgotten an ingredient for tonight's dinner recipe, and now you need to walk back to the store. A negative thought might be around self-frustration. I'm such an idiot. How could I forget to buy that? Identify and halt that train of thought, because it's not beneficial or constructive to the situation. Instead, we could look for a positive in the situation. Walking back to the store is going to give me 10 minutes of extra exercise in my day that I wasn't going to have before. That's great. To reiterate, our 5 tips today were to take responsibility for your thinking, embrace optimism, express gratitude on a daily basis, acknowledge your vulnerability and what you can control, and finally, utilize positive self-talk. If you find you're experiencing increasing or more severe anxiety or another issue that you may need help with, SMG Health's Employee Assistance Program is available to help you. Just call us on 1800 273 865 for confidential counselling and coaching services. That's 1800 273 865. I hope you enjoyed this podcast from SMG Health. My name is James Lampkin. Thank you for tuning in. SMG Health podcasts are written by a team of health professionals at SMG Health, including psychologists, nutrition, and exercise professionals. If you have a question or concern relating to the content of a podcast, please contact us on 1800 273 865 or via email on info@smghealth.com.au.